Alright, Rabbi Osai. Good morning and a good Chodesh. Our daf today is daf Nun Tes 59. We are picking up from the Gemara on Nun Tes Amud Beis 58b. Two lines up from the bottom. So it says the Gemara, Ha'omer l'chavero, say v'kadesh. Remember again, the Mishnah began with a very interesting case of a man who instructs his shaliach, his agent, to go ahead and be mekadesh for him, a woman. And the shaliach decides, you know what, this guy has a good eye for a good wife. And the shaliach decides to mekadesh the woman himself. So the Mishnah says that the kiddushin with the shaliach works. So it says, the Gemara ha'omer lechavero, tsei v'kadesh, tana, masha asa asui, ala shenag ba minagramos. Supposed to say, the Braisa says that what the shaliach did is done, but understand that it's inappropriate. In other words, that the Braisa feels compelled to say that although on a technical level what was done, it technically works on a halachic level, but understand that it's the wrong thing to do. So the Gemara says, Mashnaha, Diktani Omer Lechadero, Tapu Nundes, Mashnaha, Diktani Haomer Lushlucho. So there's another interesting idea the Gemara picks up over here. Why is it that over here in our Mishnah, the verbiage, the phrase, Yat Tapu Nundes, 59a? Why is it that over here, the Mishnah says, Omer Lechadero, one says to his friend, and why is it in the earlier Mishnah that we saw that the Mishnah used Lashon of Omer Lishlucho, one said to his agent? I will say that Mishnah was talking about, there was the first Mishnah in Aish Makadish in the previous parak, that was talking about the situation where I instruct my shaliach to Makadish woman in a particular area, in a particular locale, geographic area. And the shaila is over there, what's the nature of that instruction? Is that a Mara Makum? Am I just giving him, to make your life a little bit easier, here's where you could find her? Or is that a Hakpada? I only want you to be Makadish in this particular point. So why is it over here that the Mishnah uses Lashon of Ha'omer Lechavero, one says to his friend, versus in the previous Mishnah, the Lashon was Ha'omer Lishlucho, one says to his agent. So the Gemara says, Hacha Rabusa Kamashmalon, Vahasam Rabusa Kamashmalon. I will say, in each Mishnah, the Mishnah employs the Lashon that yields the, what we'll call, I guess, the greatest novelty. So what's the novelty? Hacha Rabusa Kamashmalon. Here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Davka uses the Lashon of Chavero. Why? Di'itana Shlucho. Because if our Mishnah would have said Shlucho, I say to my agent, Hava Amina Shlucho Hu Dahavi Ramai Desamcha Daite Savar Avid Li Shlichusi. See, both seconds, I would have thought the following. If the Mishnah would have said, a man says to his shaliach, go ahead and be mekadesh this woman for me, and the shaliach ends up going ahead and being mekadesh woman for himself, I would have thought that's the case where we say that the shaliach is a rami. That's where we say he's inappropriate. Why? Because if I appoint someone to be my shaliach, I expect them to execute the agency as I instructed them. If they decide to veer from the details of the agency, and in this case be mekadesh woman for himself, I would have said that's where he's a rami. Aval chavero, the lo samcha daite emalo. This is very interesting. Emalo v'havi rami. But on the other hand, when I ask my friend to do something, I'm asking a favor. And therefore, again, I know there's the possibility that what? That he may not carry through on the agency. I will say what's amazing about this is that we would have thought intuitively, you would have thought the opposite, right? Your friend is someone whom you could trust. Your friend is someone whom you could trust. A shaliach is someone who you're contracting as an agent. But yet the Gemara says that with agency, there's a framework for the relationship. Friendship, there's less of a formal framework for the relationship. So therefore, again, that's the chiddush over here. Furthermore, again, in the previous Mishnah, therefore the Mishnah comes to teach me that even in the case of Chavero, even when I'm asking my friend an informal framework for relationship, nevertheless, if my friend goes ahead and is Mekadish the woman that I asked him to be Mekadish for me on my behalf, he's also called a rami. Such a person is also called an inappropriate, or really a trickster. Rami is really a trickster, someone who's not yashu. So the Gemara goes like, "Hasam Rabusa Kamash Malon." So in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Davka uses the lashon of shaliach because that yields the greatest novelty. What's the novelty? Di Tana HaOmer LeChavero. Because it was like the Mishnah would have said, a man says to his friend, "Be mekadesh the woman in, we'll call it, you know, area A." Area A. And what happens? Hava amina chaveru hu dechikad shavamakom achar ina mikudeshes. So I might have thought that if the shaliach then is mekadesh woman in area B, or I should say, excuse me, if chavero is mekadesh woman in area B, if his friend does it, then I would have thought it's dafka that case where what? Where lemaisa the kiddushin is not good. Why? The savar lo torach. So we'll say, the gemara is like this. When I ask my friend to do something, I'm asking a favor. We all know that in the world of favors, there's only so much of a favor you could ask of someone. So therefore, if I tell my friend, or if I ask my friend, if you could be mekadesh this woman for me in place A. So my assumption is that he's only going to go to place A. He's not going to start running after this woman to try to find her. Therefore, again, the extent of the agency only applies to place A. Because I assume, again, my friend is not going to be willing to exert himself for me. But when I appoint someone as an agent, where I both say, again, there is a more formal framework for this relationship, v'tarach, and the shaliach may be willing to exert himself on my behalf, ema marem makom hulo. I might have thought that when I tell the shaliach that the woman could be found in place A, that's just a marem makom, that's a place marker. That's him trying to make his life a little bit easier, but it's understood that even if she's not in place A, ultimately she could be found in place B. And you'll track her down. Kamashana, that is not the case. Kamashana, I will say that halacha lemaisa, even in a case of shlucho, if I tell him be mekadesh the woman in place A, I mean place A, and not in place B or place C or anywhere else. So therefore, I will say, therefore the Gemara, so bottom line, interestingly enough, is at the end of the day, there is no real distinction whether it's chavero or shlucho. That's the bottom line. But yet, each Mishnah uses a lashon that yields a greater novelty in the bottom line ruling. But the bottom line ruling is whether you're telling your friend or whether you're telling your shaliach, the halacha will be the same in both of these cases. Someone tells a story. Ravin Chasida Azul Kiddushale Isisalibre. So this is interesting, my son. So Ravin Chasida went to betroth the woman on behalf of his son. So right, he found the girl for his son. What happened? So the Gemara says Kidsha Linafshe. So once he met her, Rabin decided to marry her himself. Okay, so the Gemara says 1 second. V'atanya Masha Asa Asoy Elashanag Bo Minagramos. Rabbi said, this seems to be a line out of the Mishnah, right? After what did the Mishnah say? A man says to his friend, right? Or she really writes, former friend. A man says to his friend, right? Go out and be mekadesh a woman for me. And the friend says, sure, he meets the woman and he's mekadesh a woman for himself. So what did the Mishnah paskin? It works. But the Braisa said, Ramos, it's not right. It's not appropriate. It's not yasher. So Rabin, what are you doing? You set out to go ahead and be mekadesh this woman on behalf of your son. And now what? You met her. You decided you liked her. And now you can mekadesh her for yourself. Is that not out of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, lo yahavua nehile. So also what ended up happening was, when Rabin came to speak about the shidduch, so the family refused the shidduch to Rabin's son. But apparently, they said to Rabin, but you can marry her if you want to. So essentially what ended up happening over here is, the shidduch became a non-starter for the son, but Rabin saw the opportunity for himself, so he took it. But 1 second, isn't the appropriate thing for Rabin to come back, tell his son what happened, the shidduch's not going to work out, and inform his son that he was going to marry this woman. In other words, that be a little bit above board with this. To which the Gemara says, "Savar adahachi vahachi in asa in shachrina mekadeshla." Well, so what Rabin was concerned about was what? That if we were to take the time to go back home and start going through this entire process of divulging the details to his son, what's going to happen? Someone else is going to chaperayin in the interim, and is going to go ahead and marry this girl. Therefore, again, in order not to lose out on this opportunity, he was mekadesh her there and then. Rabba Barav Chana, Yohev Le Zuzei L'Rav. So listen to this, there was another Maisa. Rabba Barav Chana gave money to Rav. Amar Zabna Nihile Lahai Ara. So Rabba Barav Chana gave money to Rav because Rabba Barav Chana wanted to purchase a particular parcel of land. So he said to Rav, do me a favor, go and purchase it on my behalf. Ozel Zabna Lafshe. Rav went, and what happened? He purchased the land himself. I v'hatanya masha asa asa elishnaba milagramos. But also, didn't we learn that lemaisa again? Same thing from the Mishnah. When you ask a shaliach to do something, and the shaliach on your behalf, and the shaliach ends up doing it on his behalf, So what's done is done. Meaning, okay, he is now the, whatever, whether he's the now proud husband of a woman or he's the proud owner of a parcel of land. But it's Ramos, but it's inappropriate. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Ba'aga da'alini hava, excuse me, Ba'ama da'alini hava, Le'it l'rav nagi ba'kavod, l'rav ba'bachar lo nagi ba'kavod. So we'll say what ended up happening was, this parcel of land was being bought in an area that was controlled by powerful people. They were not going to sell the land to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, but they would be selling, they would be willing to sell the land to, excuse me, I'm sorry, just the opposite. No, that's right. They would not be willing to sell them to Rabbi Bar Chana, but they would be willing to sell the land ultimately to Rabbi. So the Gemara says, therefore again, there was no option for Rabbi to go ahead and purchased land on behalf of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. I'm sorry, to Rav. I apologize. There was no option for Rav to purchase it on behalf of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So therefore, Rav took advantage of the opportunity and bought it for himself. So I, says the Gemara, Iboile La Aduye. But shouldn't Rav have come back and told Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, what the Gemara is saying is like this, that in a chinami, if at the end of the day, whether it's like the previous case where the shidduch's not going to work for the son of Ravin, or whether it's over here where the land can't be bought for Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, fine. So therefore, again, in both of these cases, the shaliach has the opportunity to take the item for himself. But is there not an obligation of disclosure? Is there not an obligation to come back to the mishaliach to the original principle, and to say, look, it's not going to work out, I'm going to take this opportunity for myself, to which the Gemara says, well, here is the problem, Savra adahaki bahaki, asa inish achrina zabinlo. The problem was that Rav was concerned that if we were to go back to Rabbi Rachana, what's going to happen? Someone else would purchase the property in the interim. Therefore, going back represented a loss, a potential loss, ultimately to Rav, and therefore Rav was permitted to go ahead and purchase the property himself. Fine. So says the Gemara. We'll say, in these cases, by the way, just interestingly enough, happen to be halacha lemaisa, meaning all of this is halacha lemaisa, in that technically speaking, if I send the shaliach to go out and do something, and the shaliach decides that, you know what, I don't want to do it on behalf of silver, I want to do it on behalf of myself. So technically speaking, the shaliach has the right to usurp the shlichus and advocate for his own personal interests. He has that right. It's ramos, it's not appropriate, but technically speaking, it works. And same thing in these cases, where a shaliach is on a mission, and it turns out that the mission is not going to materialize because what I want is not going to happen. So although there should be an obligation of disclosure, he should come back and tell me, by the way, it's not going to work out for you, but I'm going to take advantage of it. If there's a potential loss to him, he could take advantage of the opportunity right then and there.
Now, this is unless there's some kind of star between the principal and the shliach, right? I mean, it's just word of mouth. You just say, please do this for me, okay?
Correct, but even if there's a shtar, if at the end of the day the shaliach can't carry through on the agency, then that's it, correct. Then if he can't carry through, he can't carry through. And then in that case, he does have to take advantage of the opportunity for himself. So the Gemara tells him, now we'll say the Gemara gets into an amazing sugya. Rav Gidl hava mahapich bahi ara. Rav Gidl was trying to purchase a particular parcel of land. Also Rabbi Abba Zabna. Rabbi Abba swooped in and he purchased the land for himself. Also, Rav Gidl kable l'Rabbi Zeira. So also Rav Gidl was upset because Rav Gidl felt that Rabbi Abba, went ahead and stole his deal. So he was trying to purchase a piece of land. Rabbi Abba comes out of nowhere, offers a higher bid, takes the land. So Rav Gidl is upset. He brings his din Torah before Rabbi Zeira. Also, Rabbi Zeira v'kable l'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Zeira went and brought the case before Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Amarle, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Hamtein ad sheya'ale etzleinu l'regel. So let's wait until Rabbi Abba comes before us, before Yom Tiv. So we'll see, Rashi points out over here, l'regel, Rashi says, kishedarshin b'hilchos ha'regel hayu mekablen p'nei harav. So we'll say it was customary that before Yom Tiv, people would go and visit their Rebbeim in order to learn the halachos of the particular Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yitzchok says, let's wait until Rabbi Abba comes before Yom Tov, and we'll talk about it with him. Kisalik. So when Rabbi Abba came before Yom Tov, Ashkechei, Amarle, so Rabbi Yitzchok said in the following, Ani mehapich becharara. If an ani is going ahead and mehapich becharara, which literally means he is running after, charara is like a biscuit. In other words, if an ani is running after something, Rashi says, ani ma'apeh b'charara, machzer achareha l'zako spot mina hefker. The ani is trying to go and acquire something from hefker. Oshi yitnena lo balabayis. Or the balabas is trying to give him something. And what happens? Uba achar v'not lahemeno. And someone else comes in and swoops in and takes this item from the ani. Mai. So what's the halacha? To which Rabbi Abba responds, Amrle nikra rasha. So such a person is a rasha. In other words, you see someone pursuing the deal, and you come in and try to swoop in and take the deal. You're a rasha. So ve'elamar my time avadachi. So now Rabbi Yitzchak says, oh, so tell me, Rabbi Abba, so why did you go ahead and usurp Rav Gidl's deal? Rav Gidl was trying to purchase a piece of land, and you came in and took the deal from him. So the Gemara says, Amrle lahava yedana. I didn't know. I didn't know. So Rabbi Abba says, I had no idea that Rav Gidl was trying to purchase that piece of land. I saw a deal. I chapped it. I had no idea that he was trying to negotiate the deal. So the Gemara says, Hashtanami Nesva Nehelemar. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, okay, if that's the case, sell the land now to Rav Gidl, meaning make it right. Rabbi Abba, you usurped the deal, so go ahead and take the, sell the land now to Rav Gidl who wanted to purchase it. So says the Gemara, Amarle, so let's listen to this. Rabbi Abba said, Zabuni lo bezabnin Allah. I'm not willing to sell it to him. Why? Da'ara kamaisihi velo mesamna milsa. Rabbi said, this is very interesting, because this piece of property is the first piece of real estate I've ever purchased, and it's not a good simon to sell your first piece of real estate. Look at Rashi. Velo mesamna milsa. Eino simon tov. Sheyimkar adam mekho rishon. So we'll say it's not a good simon to sell your first. I guess this is like you know, people, businesses, like they put the first dollar bill, you know, on the. So apparently, in the world of real estate, it's not good to sell your first piece, or your first acquisition. I will say, what he could also mean over here is, remember that at the end of the day, what Rabbi Abba is saying is, I just purchased this land. If I sell it now, it looks like what? Or it could look like I'm in financial distress. If it looks like I'm in financial distress, that could be disastrous for my business. So I'll tell you what I'll do. Rabbi said, it's amazing. Rabbi Abba said, I'll give it to him. I'm not going to sell it, but I'll give him the land. I realized I did something wrong. I did not know Rav Gidl was trying to purchase the land. I want to make this right. I'm not willing to sell it, but I'm happy to gift it to Rav Gidl. Folks, listen to this. Rav Gidl lo nachisla. Rav Gidl did not want the land as a gift. He was willing to buy it, but he didn't want the gift. Tichsiv v'sone matanos yichya. Rav Gidl say, he who hates gifts lives a long time, says the Pasuk in Mishlei. The idea being Shlomo Melech was saying was that often gifts come with strings. And often gifts come with unwritten expectations. And therefore Rav Gidl says, I don't want the gift. So I say, see what's happening over here? Rabbi Abba doesn't want to sell, but he's happy to gift it. Rav Gidl doesn't want to accept the gift. So what happened? Rabbi Abba lo nachas le'mishum d'habich ba'ab Rav Gidl. So we'll see. Rabbi Abba refused to use the land because he realized that he usurped the deal of Rav Gidl. So what? The hapich be Rav Gidl. So lo mar. And obviously, Rav Gidl didn't use it. Why? Because it wasn't his. Because he never really owned it. Therefore, again, lo mar nachisla, for lo mar nachisla. Rabbi Abba didn't use the land. Rav Gidl didn't use the land. Umskarya ara d'rabbanan, and it was called the rabbi's land. Rashi said, Hefker l'talmidim. Because ultimately, again, it was essentially anybody who wanted to use, they left it open for talmidi chachamim to use, and that's what ended up happening. So we'll say, this actually is a fascinating sugya of what we call Ani HaMahapech B'Charara, which is a fascinating sugya about competing against other people for the same deal, competing against other Jews for the same deal. So actually, we're going to study this case in the Bagel Shir this morning. So if you want to come to Goldberg's Bagels at 8 o'clock this morning, we're studying this a little bit more in depth. So the Gemara, fascinating sugya. So Gemara says, Baiter, ha'vechena omer le'ishe eskachili. So remember again, second case in the Mishnah was, a man says to a woman, become mikudeshes to me after 30 days. After 30 days. Remember the case of the Mishnah was, someone else, Reuven comes along within the 30 days and gives her a kiddushin. What's the halacha? She's mikudeshes to the second guy and not to the first guy. Says the Gemara, lo ba'achar v'kidshah b'soch shloshim yom mahu. So what happens if no one else gave her kiddushin within the 30 days? In other words, both sides. So let's play this out. Reuven says to a woman, hari at mikudeshes li, you're becoming mikudeshes to me after 30 days with this money that I'm giving you. And no one, so the Mishnah's case is someone else comes within the 30 days. Let's say no one else comes within the 30 days. What's the halacha? Rabu Shmuel Dami Tarvah Mikudeshes. Rabbi Shmuel say, look, if no one else comes within the 30 days, and she accepted the Kesef Kiddushin, then at the end of 30 days, she's Mikudeshes. V'afa pishen is achlu hamos. Rabbi say, now the novelty over here is what? Even though at the end of the 30 days, she no longer has any of the original money. In other words, Rabbi say, remember again, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar is coming to her and he's saying to her, after 30 days, you're Mikudeshes. And he gives her the money. Now remember, when does the Kiddushin take effect? When? Right, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So what happens? By the time Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes, interestingly enough, none of the original Kesef Kiddushin exists. It's no longer in existence anymore. So the Gemara says, my time. So what's the reason why the Kiddushin works even though the money is not in existence anymore? Hani Zuze lo milvedam, lo the milvedamu, for lo the pikadonam. Because Jesus will say this money is in a little bit of a category of its own. It's not like a loan and it's not like a pikadon. So the Gemara says, li pikadon lo damu. Pikadon b'shus of the marakama sachli, because we'll say for a pikadon, pikadon normally becomes, or I should say, pikadon is normally consumed in the reshus of its original owner. Vahani b'shusa didaka masachli, but I will say these monies ultimately again become the property of the woman from the time she gives it to the man. Furthermore, again, l'milvah nami lo damu, it's not comparable to a loan. Why? Milvah lo tsa nitna, because ultimately, again, a loan is for the use of the borrower. Hani b'toras kiddushin yavin hila. But ultimately, again, these are considered to be the property of the woman from the time that she receives it. Therefore, again, I will say, even though there's no money left at the time that the actual kiddushin takes effect, because she was given that money for the sake of kiddushin at 30 days prior, the kiddushin is effective. Lo ba'achar v'kitcha v'chizra b'ma'u. Now the Gemara is a fascinating shayla. So let's say no one else came along and was mekadesh her in the interim. But what happens? She has a change of heart. So we'll say the shayla now is, can she renege on the kiddushin? Can she renege on the kiddushin? So remember again, comes Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she accepts the money. And the agreement is, after 30 days, she's mekudeshes. No one else is coming to mekadesh her in the interim. Can she change her mind? Rabbi said, it wasn't can she change her mind. What the Gemara is really asking is, could she change her mind without a get? That's really what the Gemara is asking here. So So can she go ahead and just simply renege on her desire to be married? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Choseres. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, she can renege. Why? Asi dibor umavatel dibor. Because Rabbi said, one speech, one utterance, could go ahead and vat another utterance. In other words, the only thing that happened over here was an utterance, a dibor. He said, become mikudeshes to me at the end of 30 days. She agreed. And therefore, again, her dibor now to say, I don't want this, has the ability to undermine the original dibor that said she did want it. Reish Lakish amra ino chozeres. Reish Lakish says, no, she cannot retract. Why? Lo asi dibor umavatel dibor. Because literally one speech, one articulation, cannot be mevatel another articulation. So the Eisir Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan raised the kasha to Reish Lakish, Bitel im ad shelo taram, Bitel ein truma so truma. Supposed to listen to this. I appoint someone to go ahead and separate out truma on my behalf. I appoint a shaliach, and then what? And then I am mevatel the shlichus. I tell the shaliach, I don't want you to do this. So the shaila is, does the negation of the shlichus work? To which the Gemara says, it depends. What does it depend on? Did the shaliach already carry out the separation of the truma or not? So bitel, if I negated the shlichus, imat shalot haram, bitel in truma so truma. If I negated the shlichos before the shaliach had an opportunity to separate out the truma, and then what happened after I was mevatel the shlichos, then the shaliach went ahead and separated that truma anyway. The separation is not a good separation. I v'ha'ha'ha, the dibor v'diboru, v'ka'asi dibor u'mevatel dibor. So we'll say, is this not the same case where what? I appointed the shaliach, dibor, and now I want to go ahead and what? Negate the shlichos. dibor. So what do you see from here? One dibor could come and be mevatel another dibor, to which the Gemara says, "Shayin nesinas maos liadisha dechi maisa damu v'lo asi dibor umevatel maisa." To which Reish Lakish will respond that what? Both said, the act of giving money over to the woman. Remember again, the case of Kiddushin, Rabbi Yochanan posits, Reish Lakish posits, is not just simply an act of Dibor. It's a Maisa. It's a Maisa. Meaning, remember what's happened over here. He said, Hari at mikudesh asli b'ma'o zula achar shloshim yom, and he gives her money. She accepts the money. So in that case over here, you have not just a Dibor, but you have a Maisa. Therefore, again, I'm sorry? Not necessarily. I mean, she might have to give him the money back. Let's say the money's gone. Let's say she spent it already. So she'll owe him the money. But lav dafka, the money's here right now. She may have spent it already, and in which case can she have, or she owes him a debt of whatever it is, 100 zuz. So therefore, again, in this case over here, this is a maisa. And therefore, her subsequent dibor of saying, I don't want this anymore, may not be enough to go ahead and undermine the maisa. Esve, another kasha, hasholiach get leishto v'yegiyah b'shaliach. So a man sends a get with his wife. Excuse me, I should say, a man sends a get with an agent to be delivered to his wife. V'yegiyah b'shaliach, o sheshalach acharav shaliach. And what happens? Husband has a change of heart. See, he runs after the shaliach, or he sends another shaliach after the first shaliach. Va'amar lo get shnasati l'cha batalhu. And what happens? He says, listen, that get that I sent you, it's batal. So what's that halacha? Hari is it batal? The get is batal. Aye, v'hana sinas get liad ish shaliach. T'china sinas mos liad ish adami. V'katani harei ze batal. But one second. I will say, I would say that the act of giving the get into the hand of the shaliach is a maisa. Just like the act of handing the money into the hand, into the hands of the Isha, and yet by get, it works to be mevatel. Let's say you see, asi dibor u'mevatel maisa, a dibor could come, and be mevatel maisa. So too over here, her dibor, her speech, saying, I don't want to get married to you, should be mevatel the maisa of what? Of the receiving of the money. So it says, the Gemara hasam nami, kol kama dolomate gitel yada, dibor v'dibor hu. Asi dibor umavatal dibor. It's not sure, we'll say why. Because that get, as long as it has not received her, as long as it has not been received in her hands, that's also a case of dibor. Meaning, the act of giving the get to the shaliach is not what we call a maisa. Right now, all of it is a dibor. Therefore, again, I commissioned the shaliach to deliver the get. That's a dibor. And now, when I'm about to the shlichos, that's also a dibor. One dibor could come out and cancel another dibor. So remember, Reish Lakish is the one who said that one dibor can be mevatel another dibor. Rabbi Yochanan says a dibor can be mevatel another dibor. So Reish Lakish raises the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Kol akedim yardin liyad tumasim machshava ve'in olin midei tumasim ela b'shinui ma'isa. So let's listen to this. So all kelim, now remember, a utensil becomes fit, ra'i l'kabel tuma, becomes fit or becomes receptive to go ahead and become tame once the kli is finished. Once the kli is finished. Now having a finished kli could be a subject. Now there's objective finishing of the kli. The kli is objectively finished. But if I have a kli, let's say, that has another couple of steps for it to be a fully finished kli, but I decide that for my purposes, this kli is finished now. It's a finished product. Once I decide cognitively that the kli is finished, at that point in time, it becomes ro'i l'kabel tuma. Okay? So that's what it means when it says, kol hakelim yardin lidei tumasa b'machshava. Once I have in mind that the utensil is finished, is complete, then l'maisa, again, it becomes ro'i l'kabel tuma. On the other hand, ve'ein olin miyad tumasan ela b'shinui maisa. But I will say this is very important. But remember, once a kli is tame, so a kli, how does a kli lose its tuma? Right? So of course you could kasher it, but you could also have certain utensils that are not kasherable for whatever reason. The way you go ahead and you take away the tuma from a kli is you render the kli unfit for use. But that can't be done by machshava. That must be done by maisa. So for example, the simplest way you do it is you break it, right? Or you chip it in a way. You don't have to totally break it. You compromise it in a way that it can no longer be used as a kli. Meaning you make a hole big enough in it that it can't be used as a kli. Once you do that, it loses its status as a kli, and it loses its tuma. And then actually, if you put it back together, it's tahor. So it says the Gemara Amud Beis, Maisa Motzi Miyad Maisa. So what do you see from here? You see from here that la Maisa, again, that in order to go ahead and change status, so machshava is not enough, dibor is not enough, you need a maisa. To which the Gemara says, maisa motzi miyad maisa. So it says the Gemara klal. One action could go ahead and reverse a previous action. Umiyad machshava. And an action could also reverse a previous thought. Machshava, thought, on the other hand, emotzia lo miyad maisa, velo miyad machshava. But a thought, Rabosai, doesn't have the ability to reverse an action. And not only that, one thought doesn't have the ability to reverse a previous thought either. Bishlam miyad maisa lo mafka, delo asi dibor mevatel maisa. So I understand why a thought can't go ahead and change a previous maisa. That's because, just like a dibor, a speech, can't reverse a maisa either. El miyad machshava miyad topic. But I will say, why can't one machshava reverse a previous machshava? To which the Gemara says, one second, shiny machshava de tuma dechi maisa dami. So we'll say, tuma, it turns out, is a separate parsha. Tuma itself is a separate halacha. Why? Because by machshava, by tuma, there's a special din that machshava, that cognitive processes affect reality. Where do we learn that from? So the Gemara says, kidirat papa. So papa rami ksev, papa says like this. Now, so you know, in order for produce to become tame, or I should say to become mekabel tuma, to be receptive to tuma, it has to have had come in contact with liquid. So the Gemara says the following: Rapapa Ramiksiv, ki yitain mikarinon ki yutan. So the pasuk literally says v'chi yitain. The pasuk says you could vocalize as ki yitain mayim al zera, when water falls on a seed, and then again it comes in contact with something tame, it will become tame. So we'll say the lashon of ki yitain is lashon of if you will place liquid on the seed. But says the Gemara, that word yud taf nun could also be vocalized as yutan. Yutan means when it shall be placed. In other words, independent of yitain means I will place it. Yutan means it will be placed. So says the Gemara, Saha Ketzad, ki yutan dumyo dechi yitain. That it has to be a yutan that is comparable to a yitain. What does that mean? My yitain dinechale. It will say just like yitain means I placed it, i.e. I want the placement of the water, of the liquid, on this seed. Af yutan denechale. So to Rav Osai, even if I'm not placing the liquid onto the seed, onto the plant, but lamaisa, it only becomes receptive to tuma if it has my consent, meaning if I want it. If I don't want the produce to become wet, then even if it does become wet, it doesn't become receptive to tuma. Why is the Gemara bringing this down? Just to show us the idea that when it comes to tuma, my thought processes, what I want, is significant. So because of that, tuma may be the exception to the rule as opposed to the rule. Says the Gemara, Rav Zvid, Masni Laha Shmai Suaho. So Rav Zvid went ahead and he arranged this conversation in the following. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rav Zvid framed the Machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in the following way. V'chein hi shenasna rishus l'shlucha l'katsha. So I say, so too, if the woman gave rishus to her shaliach to go ahead and accept kiddushin, v'holcha hi v'kitsha esatzma. So we'll say, listen to this. So Rav Zvid had a different way of framing the machlokas. She appointed a shaliach, go and accept kiddushin for me from Reuven. Then you know what? Shaliach's out doing his thing. She goes and she accepts kiddushin from Shimon on her own. What happens? Im shalach kidmu kiddusha kiddushin. If she beat the shaliach, then her kiddushin is good. Vim shal shlucha kadmu ein kiddusha kiddushin. But if the shaliach got there first, then what? The shaliach's kiddushin is the proper one. So the Gemara says, "Lo kitcha esatzma v'chazra b'mahu." We'll say, what happens if instead of her going out and getting kiddushin from another man, she decides to renege? She doesn't want the kiddushin anymore. I know I appointed my shaliach to go and accept kiddushin from Reuven, but I decided I don't want that kiddushin anymore. Does she have the ability to retract? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chazeres. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, she has the ability to go ahead and renege. Rabbi Shlakish Omer Einu Chazeres. Rabbi Shlakish says she doesn't have the ability to renege. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chazeres. Rabbi Yochanan says she can renege. Why? Asi Dibor Mevatel Dibor. Because one Dibor has the ability to be Mevatel another Dibor. So she said to the Shaliach, accept Kiddushin for me. And now she has the ability to say, I don't want you to accept Kiddushin for me. Rabbi Shlakish Omer Einu Chazeres. Rabbi Shlakish says she can't renege. Why? Lo asi dibor umavatal dibor, because Reish Lakish says one dibor cannot be mavatal an earlier dibor. Asi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we'll say now the Gemara is just going to repeat some of the previous Gemaras we had, but again this is how Rav Zvid framed the conversation. Say Asi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan read the Kashat Reish Lakish. Bitel im atchlo taram bitel ein shuma so truma. So we'll say the same case we said before. I point the shliach to go ahead and separate truma from my crop. And then I decide I don't want him to do it anymore. So can I negate his shlichus? It depends. If he didn't yet take truma, then my negation of the shlichus works. So what do you see? You see from here that one dibor can be mevatel another dibor. Amar Rav Ach Mayaskinon kigon shekidin balabayis v'tarmes kiryo. Dahavile maisa. Oh, so Rav says no. What's the case? How do I negate the shlichus? I go ahead and I separate truma myself from the crop. So we'll say in that case, it's not a dibor being mevatel dibor. Rather, what is it? It's a maisa being mevatel dibor. I say shlakish raise the kasha. Kol hakelim yodlin de tumas v'machshav v'inol mutumas v'nal b'shinei maisa. Kelim, utensils, can become a kabel tuma even with the machshava. Remember, I said we just said this a few minutes ago. The machshava is what? I have in mind that the kli is finished. Finished product, nothing more to do with it, and therefore it becomes mekabel tuma right then and there. But it cannot lose its tumah status without what? Without a maisa. Maisa motzi miyad maisa, or miyad machshava. Because Rosa, what do you see from here? A maisa has the ability to undo a previous maisa and a previous machshava. Machshava ina motzi lo miyad maisa lo miyad machshava. But a machshava, on the other hand, doesn't have the ability to undermine a previous maisa, nor does it have the ability to undermine a previous machshava. So bishtloma miyad maisa lo mafka. I understand why a machshava doesn't have the ability to undo a previous maisa, because lo asi dibor mevatel maisa, because the speech can't go ahead and undermine a previous maisa. So we'll say if speech can't do it, certainly thought can't do it. Elam ya machshava miutapik. But I don't understand why can't one machshava undo or undermine a previous machshava. Amarle shiny machshava de tuma dechi maisa dami. It's different. I will say machshava of tuma is different because machshava of tuma is like a maisa. Where do we know that from? We're just repeating what we just said before. Kidrav Papa, first wide line. Dirav Papa, Ramiksiv. Rav Papa contrasts the two psukim. On one hand, it says, ki yiting, the karina ki yudan. The pasuk could be read, could be vocalized, ki yiting, which means you will place the liquid on the seeds. But yet we read it, ki yutan, it shall be placed. Ha ketzad, ki yutan dumya di yitain. Has to be yutan comparable to yitain. Ma yitain dine chale. Just like Rabbi Saim, yitain means, I want the liquid there. Af yutan nami nechale. So to Rabbi Saim, the only time that the seeds become receptive to tuma is if when it becomes wet, ultimately, again, I am happy with that process. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. By the way, you know also, I didn't mention it, but I know it's understood, this only applies to detached produce. Obviously, attached produce does not become mekabel tuma with contact with liquid. Why? Right? Because it will say, then otherwise, crops would always be mekabel tuma all the time. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan is kashrei shlokish. Hashaleach get li ishto v'egib hashaleach ov sheshalach acharav shaleach v'amr lo get shnasati lucha batol harei ze batol. People say, what about this case? A man sends a shaliach with a get to his wife, and then he runs out to the shaliach, or he sends another shaliach out to the first shaliach, and he says, the get that I sent with you, it's batal. So what do you see from here? It works. What do you see from here? Asi dibor umavatal dibor. One dibor can negate another dibor, to which the Gemara says, tiyufta dreish lakish tiyufta. Indeed, this is a refutation of the position of reish lakish, v'hilchasa kavasei d'Rabbi Yochanan. It will say the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, namely that what? That one dibor could come and be mavatal another dibor. Va'afilu b'kamaisa. Even in the first case. It will say, what's the first case? Look at Rashi. Va'afilu b'kamaisa. Kabe masnisin. Lo ba'achar v'kidsha. V'chazraba. Kamalan p'ilchasa k'Rabbi Yochanan. Da'asim v'vatal. It will say, this would be true. Even if what? Even in the case where she accepted Kesef Kiddushin from a man, and then she decided, I don't want to marry you anymore. So let's say in this particular case, he says to her, become Mekudeshes to me after 30 days, with the money I'm giving you now. She accepts the money, but the kiddushin doesn't take effect till after 30 days. She decides 5 days later she doesn't want to be married to him. She doesn't want to marry him. She has the ability to say, I don't want this. And that second dibor, I don't want this, negates the first dibor. And it's the iva af agav the ikel amemar shining the sinos mostly at isha. And this is true, even though, remember, there was money given. And even though I would have thought that the act of giving the money is like a maisa, and therefore, again, her subsequent dibor of, I don't want to be married to you, should not be enough to be mevatel the maisa. Afilu achi, asi dibor u'mevatel dibor. Nevertheless, we'll say again, one dibor has the ability to be mevatel another dibor. So we'll say that indeed is the halacha. That indeed is the halacha. Namely, that again, asi dibor mevatel dibor, one dibor could gonna be mevatel another dibor. We pass again like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's just go a little bit weiter. Kashi hilchas ahilchas.
She has to give the money back.
Yeah, of course. She's not getting married, she has to give the money back. But that we're not worried about because that's just a debt she owes him. So kashi hilchas ahilchas. So we'll say, since we have a contradiction, halachas. Amrit hilchasak Rabbi Yochanan. So you just have halachas Rabbi Yochanan, that asi dibor mevatel dibor. The kaimon hilchasak Rav Nachman. Dibailahu. Listen to this. So let's go back to the get case. So I send the shaliach with a get to divorce my wife. So what happens? Man sends a shaliach with a get to divorce his wife. He catches up with the shaliach. He says to the shaliach, what? I don't want you to do it. So we'll say, now the interesting shaila is what? So let's say, can that husband, then now he gets angry at her a week later, says, you know what? I am divorcing you. So what does he want to do? He wants to use that same get. Can he, leaving aside the date issues in the get, but he wants to go, can he use the same document or not? Mao shi yach sovi garishbo. Rav Nachman amar chozer magarishbo. Rav Shesha amar ino chozer magarishbo. So Rav Nachman says he can go ahead and use it. Rav Shesha says he cannot go ahead and use it. V'kaimalon hilchos akava say Rav Nachman. And we pass kind of chozer Nachman. So here's what the Gemara is bothered by. On one hand, you said, Asi dibor umevatel dibor. Right? One dibor can be about another dibor. And yet, so we'll say, so what the havamin of the Gemara assumes what that means is like this. Therefore, if husband says to Shaliach, go and divorce my wife with this get. And then husband, Shaliach leaves, husband runs after him and says, no, stop, don't do it. The havamina is that what that means is the husband's been mevatel the get. If the husband's been mevatel the get, then what should be the halacha? If asi dibor mevatel dibor, then what? Then the get should not, they're still married, and the get should not be fit for future use. But yet, we're saying the halacha is of Nachman, and the get is fit for future use. That's a contradiction. Twisting Gemara says, no, it's not. Nehi debatle mitoras shaliach. Mitoras get lo batle. We'll say it's not a contradiction. When the husband runs after the shaliach, what is he being mevatel? Right? He's being mevatel the shlichos. He's not being mevatel the get. I'm not being mevatel the get. He's being mevatel, she's saying, shliach, I appoint you as a shliach to deliver the get. Now I am negating the shlichos. You're no longer my shliach, which means you're no longer empowered to give the get. Give me back the get. The get itself is a totally fine, bona fide document. So a week later, if the husband chooses to divorce his wife, yes, he can use that same get. So it's still, there's no contradiction. In the case of the get, so the dibor is the commissioning of the shaliach. So a secondary dibor, I don't want you to be my shaliach, negates the shalichus, but the get itself is still good. And halach lemaisa, the ruling of the Gemara that we followed Rabbi Yochanan, that asi dibor or mevatel dibor in fact still stands. Right? Well, so we'll stop over here for today. I think what we're going to do, we're going to record the end of the daf until the bottom of the daf a little bit later today. It's going to be posted on the website or on the podcast. So just you'll catch up a little. No, I'm not. I would never ask you to do the homework. I'm doing the homework. I'm just asking you to listen to the homework. In the Yeretz Hashem. And we'll pick up on the bottom line in the Yeretz Hashem tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning is a regular schedule. Misilas Yisharim 5:45. Taf Yomi at 6 a.m. A good Kodesh. Michelle, how are you?